Hey everyone, welcome to the Middle-Aged Baby Pagan Podcast. This is kind of a special episode. If you're new, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back. And I'm sure you're all wondering, where have I been for the last 6 months? And that's what I wanted to get into in this little kind of bonus episode. Basically, where I've been, why I've been gone, and kind of what's next for this podcast. So for those of you who are brand new, the basic premise has been the idea of, you know, paganism and what you can and can't do. I have been a practicing pagan for about 20 years, but I haven't actually been doing a lot of practicing. I didn't know a lot of things going into this, be it spell work or altar building or anything like that. So I would speak with various friends and guests about, you know, various aspects of paganism. And as the interview would go on, I would get homework from each person. And I would, you know, put that into practice. I had, you know, spell work, trance states, rune readings, all sorts of variety of things. And those you can find in the summer school episodes. And that was actually a lot of fun too. Thanks for everyone who listened to the summer school episodes. They ended up being more popular than a lot of the interviews. So did not see that one coming. And I really appreciate everyone who gathered around for those. So yeah, that was the last episode of summer school was back in September, right at the beginning, right before Labor Day, right when school was about to start anyway. So I thought, let's take some time off. I'll probably go back to doing new episodes, new interviews around Samhain, which is late October. And in the meantime, I'm going to take a little break because school's about to start for my youngest kid who is going into eighth grade and things like that. So in the meantime, my wife was tasked to be one of two stage managers in a play at our local theater, and it was called the Edgar Allan Poe Afterlife Radio Show, and it was basically several of Poe's short stories made into, you know, radio productions, acted out and all that. So I'm kind of sitting on my couch going, you do that, I'm going to chill over here. Auditions were at the beginning of October, and Andrea called me after day two of auditions and said, hey, do you want to be in a play? And what basically had happened was they had a very sparse attendance of auditioners. So they were shorthanded. So I'm like, okay, well, if it's a small role, that shouldn't be a problem. And it was a small role. So I read it. I liked it. I said, I'll do it. Did the reading the next day. Had a lot of fun. 2 days after that, there was suddenly a mass exodus of already cast actors. For family reasons, for dramatic reasons, I won't go into them, but suddenly they needed me to read for another part. And luckily I could do that because these plays are all broken up into, you know, smaller sections. I don't have to play two roles simultaneously. But now my dance card is full at this point. In fact, the other stage manager alongside my wife ended up taking a role as well. Both she and I were cast as the main characters of Fall of the House of Usher, which is no small task. That is a hard role. So that took me through the end of October, and I knew I wasn't going to get the podcast done in time. I'm like, okay, well, after this is done, I'll start getting interviews together, and I'll shoot for 2022. At this point, it's November. And I'm like, who do I want to talk to? Who do I want to talk to? And the people I wanted to talk to, you know, I was just like, well, their holidays are coming up. They're taking breaks from their public life. There were podcasters and performers that I wanted to talk to. I wanted to talk to a musician who doubles as an EMT. And this was right around the time that Omicron virus was filling hospital beds in a really bad way. So that brings us to like Thanksgiving. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what I'm going to do from this point, but I'll keep looking at it. And then right after Thanksgiving, I got the Omicron virus, and it pissed me off so bad because I started feeling symptoms the day after I got my booster shot, which means I started getting sick. I was exposed before I got the booster, and I was just like, come on. So I was out of commission for about a week and a half. Obviously, I'm fine now. I didn't end up in the hospital. Just really, really bad cold, sore throat, just discomfort through and through. Fortunately, I was well enough that I was able to attend the holidays with my family, my wife's family, and get to 2022. Now, I'm aware that this probably sounds like, well, these are all things that were beyond your control, so you don't have to make excuses for them. And I don't think I'm making excuses, but I will say the beginning of 2022 was 100% my fault because I decided to audition for another play. The theater company that I did the Edgar Allan Poe show with was doing a comedy called Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. And it's a Tony-winning comedy about three siblings back home for a weekend, you know, and hijinks ensue type of thing. And really, there's only two male roles in the whole play, Vanya and Spike. And Spike is a young man who likes to flaunt his body. And I don't mind being shirtless, but I was not going to fit the body type for that role, shall we say. So I'll audition for Vanya. And I mean, the main reason I wanted to audition for this play seems pithy, but it's not, because the whole play ends with the song Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. And if you know anything about me, you know that song is very important to my life. And I'm like, well, now I have to audition. So I go to auditions and read part of the monologue. And it goes well. I get called back. And then as I'm looking at the script, I realize that the part of the monologue I read was the first page of a 4-page monologue, which breaks down to about 10 minutes of uninterrupted talking. And I'm just like, you know, I can sit here and do that, but oh my gosh, that idea, I was ready to tank the callback. I was ready to say, I can't do this. But I didn't want to bail out completely. So I go to callbacks and there's one other guy there who's reading for Vanya. And I'm like, okay, you know what? He's a really gifted actor. I've known him for a long time. I'm a little more comfortable tanking this audition. So the director comes in and he says, hey, thanks everyone for coming. As you can see, we have quite a few parts here. But what he had decided was, instead of us fighting for the roles, he was double casting the production in case someone got sick because of, you know, I mean, Omicron was on its way down slightly, but we didn't know what was going to happen. So me and this other actor, we were going to be the two Vanyas. And the purpose of callbacks was simply to decide who had chemistry to play which siblings. So I'm like, oh, well, heck, I guess I'm doing this now. So I did it, and the show opened in mid-February. And that was a very crazy time because doubling the cast means half the rehearsals. So the rest of us really had to kind of buckle down and get our work done. And cast members did get sick, you know, so we did have to kind of double down. Fortunately, me and the other Vanya did not get sick during rehearsals. So we were able to kind of keep up our end and do the best that we could. However, the other Vanya actually had a family emergency the second weekend of performances. So I had to be the main actor with a completely different cast that I had not worked alongside yet. So that was an adventure. That was how I got to end the run, was, you know, 9 performances of this show, and I was the main character in 7 of them. But I did it. I pulled off that 10-minute monologue. I'm proud of the work I did, and I had to deal with that bittersweet feeling of, oh, I'm glad it's over, but I'm really going to miss it. You know, one of the 2 women who played my sisters, Masha and Sonia, I've known for, you know, I've known one for 30 years. I've known the other for 15. So for them to play my sisters was absolutely a joy. So, but, you know, now I don't get to see them as much. But, you know what? I did it. I'm proud of it. I'm ready to move on. So that's what I've been doing this last month, is just kind of getting back to normalcy. That is why you have not heard from me for the last 6 months, unless you've just been going back and listening to old episodes over and over, or you know me in real life, which is also cool. So that is where we're at right now. That brings us to today. I'm going to take a small break. And when I come back, I will let you know I'm going to let you know my plans going forward. So sit tight, and I'll be right back. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for indulging my little break. I know it was only a couple seconds for you, but it was a couple hours for me. I actually had to get stuff done around the house. This is the part where I said, well, here's the plan going forward. Now, up until 2 weeks ago, I was seriously considering just saying goodbye and stopping doing this. Not because I was unhappy doing this. This has been a lot of fun. Like I've said, it's been a blast. And talking with new people about new ideas and just the whole process. I really did enjoy it, especially once I got a better laptop and better reception that, you know, I wasn't like, there were some interviews like the Jason Mankey one where I lost reception completely. It was so bad, you know, because my laptop was too strong for the Wi-Fi signal in the house. So it was a mess. And there were a few other episodes you can hear that kind of little buzzy audio issues. But, you know, it really was a lot of fun. But since 2020, and I'm not talking about the pandemic, I'm talking about since 2020, my mind has been on podcast. Some of you probably don't know this, but my original concept was in 2020, I wanted to make a self-help podcast. I wanted to talk with people about various ideas and, you know, in more of the self-help arena, and it just didn't feel right. It felt too generic. Couple that with, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I don't have a technical bone in my body, so I didn't know even how I was going to do this. Cut to pandemic, lockdown. Well, okay, I'm not even thinking about it now. But I was still thinking about it, but I was thinking about the idea of, you know, wanting to do a more pagan-themed podcast. But why would I do a pagan-themed podcast? I don't have the knowledge compared to a lot of the podcasts I do listen to. And then I thought, well, why not just lean into that? Why not just talk with people who do have more knowledge than you, and hopefully you can lead by example? You can't be the only person out there who's afraid to get their feet wet. And then it was a matter of figuring out how to do it, and I couldn't figure out how to do it. And then a friend of mine actually did their own self-help podcast, and they did it through Anchor. And in their Anchor ad, they actually said you can, you know, record using your phone. I'm actually using my phone to record right now. I'm like, wait, what? And I talked to her, and she gave me a lot of pointers on interviews and things like that. And she's really supportive. So, Carrie Wilson, thank you very much for all your help getting this off the ground with me. I really appreciate it.
So then, you know, October, I launched the podcast, and I had a wonderful time, you know, going from October to September with all the interviews and then summer school. And the way summer school took off, I was not prepared for. You know, those were some of the most successful episodes. The final one with the trans state is the most successful non-introductory episode I've done, period. Those two introductory episodes, they have more listens, but of course you're going to start there. But that trans state episode is more popular than any of my interviews. And, you know, the other ones are up there too. It's just mind-blowing that how well that was received. And so my initial thought was, well, I don't really want to do a podcast anymore, is what I thought. Or at least not this particular one, because I went from this whole thought process and then doing it during the pandemic. And now I just want to, I don't want to say find some normalcy, but see what it's like to exist during COVID or pandemic, endemic, whatever this becomes, without the pressure of doing a podcast, or at least this particular podcast. And I keep saying this particular podcast because I do have other ideas. You know, I've wanted to speak with family members about their history. I've wanted to do all sorts of different, something pop culture-y. I don't know. But watching the summer school episodes continue to gain traction over the last 6 months really said to me that maybe this is the right way to go, to continue down this path. So that's kind of my idea. However, I don't want to limit myself or pressure myself or anyone else. So I'll probably still continue to do interviews. I probably won't do them as regularly. And I want to intersperse the summer school ideas throughout. Like, I'll take homework from my guests. But then, you know, if there's anyone out there who has questions, you know, and just wants to contact me, I'd love to answer those questions, either myself or find a particular guest who can work with me to answer these questions. I'd like to strike a balance between the interviews that some of them were very specific and almost more advanced than the concept I had originally thought of for the podcast. But get those interesting interviews with interesting people, and then also do the more homeworky episodes, whether they be based on, you know, homework I'm given by the guests, or topics that, you know, you, the listener, want to hear more of. I'll probably still do the other ideas down the road, but I'm reaching out to you now. So you can find me on Facebook, Middle-Aged Baby Pagan. You can find me on Instagram, at Middle-Aged Baby Pagan. You can find my email, middleagedbaby@yahoo.com. All of those will be in the show notes on the main anchor page. But I will be around. I will not be every other week, and I don't know when my first episode back is going to be. But I'm here. If you have any questions, you can email me. You can PM me via Facebook or Instagram. And I would love to touch base with you. You know, and if I don't get any interviews, and if no one really has any questions for me, well, then we'll see you on the other side, you know? I almost forgot. I am going to the Pagan Spirit Gathering this summer. PSG is back, baby. The week of June where the summer solstice takes place. So from the 19th to the 26th, I will be in Missouri with my wife and my youngest kid, and we'll be hanging out with probably about 500 other people. I may even talk to some people there. And if you're listening to this and you're going to be there, hit me up. I'd love to chat with you. I'll have my phone. We could do a really poorly edited audio recording. I'd love to hear from you. So, on that note, I think that's everything. I hope to hear from you. If not, I get it. I'm not offended. But I do hope to hear from you. Until then, stay safe. Make sure, you know, you've got your vaccinations if you can. Get boosted if you can. Take care of yourselves and everybody else. And blessed be y'all.